escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We welcome in our very own Browns Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How unbearable has JP been for the start today?
Wait. Why am I the unbearable one in this situation?
Because well, he knows you?
You're the Shashil for Shador.
Whoa. So the unbearable guy is the Cleveland sports broadcaster that is rooting for the Cleveland Browns quarterback tonight to have success.
Fourth string quarterback.
That's the unbearable thing, Daryl?
I didn't say you were unbearable. I was just asking if you were or how.
Well, why didn't you position it like how unbearable has Nick been for not being on the behalf of the Browns quarterback that's going to play tonight?
Because I have never found Nick to ever be unbearable.
Oh, that's not true. That's a blatant lie.
I tried to say that with a straight face, Nick. I really did.
So what'd you think about Shador's entrance video?
Okay. Great. Like, okay, go out there and play some football, son.
He sounded exactly how I told you he'd sound. Did he not?
No, he didn't lose his. No, he didn't lose his mind. I thought he was going to lose his mind. Like, of course this happens. But
Daryl's sensible, right? Daryl understands that whatever you sometimes do 2.5 hours before a game doesn't impact anything.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, kids will be kids, right? That's what Romeo Crennel told us back in the day.
Sure. I'm so surprised by this, Daryl, and I'm never surprised.
I like this, Daryl. This is a good Daryl development.
You want me to lose my mind?
You got to understand, I've been dealing with the Shashil of all Shashils over here.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and
like,
he has normalized this.
For you.
He has been gaslighting people in Cleveland who think this is a little tchotchke. He has been gaslighting them and acting
Daryl,
like...
It's breaking news at 11. A athlete walks into arena and, I don't know, has music not on his headphones 3 hours before he plays a game. Hardly breaking news to me, but I just maybe I see it differently.
I think Johnny Unitas did this first, Daryl.
Yeah, maybe I just see it differently.
Well, maybe he'll smoke a heater at halftime, too, in the middle of a Super Bowl, or in this case, the preseason game.
What's the bar for success for Shador tonight?
For me, it's to run the offense smoothly. Clean operation, pre-snap penalties to a minimum, pre-snap mistakes to a minimum. Move the offense efficiently. I'm looking at situations as well. How does he perform in the red zone if they're able to get there? How does he perform on third down? Can he convert those? But I honestly don't know what to expect from him tonight. I'm trying not to do what some folks are trying to do, and that's blow this whole thing out of proportion. I don't think he wins the starting job tonight if he goes and lights it up, and he's already fourth on the depth chart, so there's nowhere else for him to go down if he doesn't play well. So, I honestly don't know what to expect from Shador tonight. They had no intention of starting him. Circumstances dictated that they had to, And so I'm more curious than anything when this game kicks off in a little under an hour from now.
So we read the list of players that you tweeted out about a half hour ago that aren't playing in this game, including the entire offensive line. It goes deeper than just the wide receivers that we knew.
Yeah, so, it might have been shorter, just the list of players that were playing tonight.
That's kind of the jokes we were making, was like, so who is playing tonight? And so in that respect, I'm of the belief... You know, I love Shador, obviously, but I'm of the belief that, like, I don't want to hear you cry about it after the game. I don't. And Shador wouldn't. I'm not saying he would. But fans would. And fans would say he was hamstrung and he wasn't given a fair opportunity.
No. Dylan Gabriel is hamstrung.
And he just,
so is Kenny Pickett. Ah! Sorry. You may continue.
Thank you. Do you think it's unfair to Shador Sanders?
No, he's going to be playing with the guys that he's pretty much been running with all camp. So, no, I don't think it's unfair for him. But it's certainly going to be an interesting test for him going up against that Panthers defense for a series or two, the first team defense, I should say, for a series or two. And, again, that's part of my curiosity. How does he, you know, perform against those guys? And then when they get off the field, does his play elevate? Because, well, the Panthers' backups are on the field. So I'm curious about that as well.
Sure seem pretty curious. Daryl.
I am very curious tonight because I don't know what to expect tonight, Nick. I really don't.
Beyond Shador, what's tonight about for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I'm really going to be watching these rookies because I am a big fan of this rookie class, Mason Graham. I love Harold Fannin Jr. I think that he has the potential to be a significant contributor. Carson Schlesinger, they can't stop glowing about this guy. So, I'm watching those three guys outside of Shador Sanders, and then obviously the receivers, right? I mean, it's you know, like the quarterback room, it's the hot mess express. There really isn't a whole lot in that room right now that I feel is tangibly proven outside of Jerry Jeudy, okay? Cedric Tillman's getting the night off, and I'm just like, well, what's that dude proven to get a night off? But I get it because, well, he's the number two receiver on the team right now. Deontay Johnson, yep, don't know what we're going to get from him this year. He's had a good camp. He's looked good, but you just don't know when all of a sudden he's not going to be with the program, if you know what I'm saying, you know, referencing things that happened last year. So, you know, this is an opportunity for these receivers to try and show themselves to be worthy of consideration for one of the five or six roster spots in that position room. But not sure what you're going to get from that group tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned Deontay Johnson. I'm really interested in him and what he'll be able to do tonight because he has looked good in camp. And you make an argument that if Shador is trying to find someone tonight, the guy that has Pro Bowl talent probably be one of those guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And then Gage LeVarden, he and Shador have been like best friends in camp. Mm-hmm. You know, they're... you know, making plays on the daily during practice. So does that translate to the field tonight? And look, I think Gage and Luke Floria are both long shots to make this team. But I do feel like they're pretty much locks to make the practice squad. And Andrew Berry views this as a 69-man roster, not just a 53 or the active 48. And so there is opportunity for both of those guys to at least secure that with strong performances this not only tonight, but throughout the preseason here.
Daryl, as of about 5 hours ago, the cheapest get-in price for Bank of America Stadium tonight is $50 in a wow. preseason game. Wow. I should also note that I've had at least two radio station calls per day of people wanting to talk about Shador Sanders across the United States.
You and me both.
Is this the biggest preseason game for the Browns since returning in 1999?
Oh, Lord. No, because, I mean, you know, Brady Quinn, Johnny Manziel, Tim Couch, like, yeah, we've been here with the widely acclaimed in the preseason rookie quarterback, right? We've been here multiple times. So I don't know that this is it's the biggest preseason game for Shador Sanders for sure, but I don't know if this is even close to the... I don't even think there's such a thing, Nick, as a big preseason game for the Cleveland Browns other than, hang on, the Great Lakes Classic, the Battle for the Barge. That's always a biggie.
Could you make an argument no other NFL team is better prepared, at least from a fan base perspective, for this?
Have you seen social media? Does it look like that Browns fan is prepared for this?
I just feel like no one could do this better than we could. Like, because we've done this. Johnny, Baker, like, this is hardly our first rodeo. Shador Sanders for another fan base, I don't know how they would handle it.
Well, let's put it this way. Browns fan has had a lot of practice, but it's been amateur hour on social media this week, so.
Daryl?
Nick?
Should we concern Zach Sinters not playing in this one, considering he's, you know, not looked good since being in the NFL? That's a very loaded question. I'm sorry.
I know. The way you phrased it gave me a chuckle.
Is there like a serious question he won't make the 53-man roster, Daryl?
I mean, I like Luke Whipler, but yeah, I mean, I think there might be a chance, but... Yeah, I think it's important that at some point Zach does get some burn here in the preseason because to Nick's point, it's not been great, and I think I'm being kind there. It's what I also say about Dylan Gabriel. It's not been great, and so I am a little surprised that he's not playing tonight.
What's the schedule look like coming up here? I'm trying to figure out
Kevin's going to talk at some point on Zoom tomorrow. Sunday they are off. They will practice first thing Monday morning, and then Tuesday they head to Philadelphia for practice with the Eagles.
Okay, so the Monday one is going to be here, and then Tuesday, and there's a couple joint practices against the Eagles, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? They might be traveling to Philadelphia on Monday because, yeah, they have two joint practices with the Eagles, then the preseason game. So, yeah, brain cramp on my part. But, yeah, they only have one more practice here in Cleveland over the next week or so.
Tangibly, what can Shador earn tonight in this quarterback kerfuffle with just say, oh my gosh, we didn't see that?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That coming kind of game.
Well, if he does that, if he lights it up tonight, and the caveat being he lights it up within Kevin Stefanski's offense and operation of the offense, then it's a chaos grenade, right? You know, fans are going to go nuts. They're going to want him to start week one against the Bengals. We're very well versed in this whole situation here in Cleveland when it comes to these rookie quarterbacks. So if he lights it up tonight, the phones are going to be fun for the next few days on the fan, no question about it. I don't know how much, though, that's going to move the needle internally because the organization clearly feels there is a gap between Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, and that's why Gabriel's getting reps with the ones when he's healthy, and Sanders is getting reps with the twos, threes, and the fours. So, I would think that, again, if it's all done within Stefanski's offense, and what I mean by that is he's not pulling a Jonathan Moxon where he's just freelancing out there and making stuff happen. I'm talking about he's executing what Stefanski's calling at a high level. From my perspective, you've got to consider getting him more reps as you go through the rest of this training camp, but that's just me. I don't know that the Browns are going to feel the same way.
I don't want your life. That's the second time I heard you do a Jonathan Moxon today. Did you recently watch the movie, or is this something that's been in your brain?
No, because that's what it reminds me of, right? I mean, and that's what made Shador so good at Colorado was when stuff breaks down, he's able to freelance and extend those plays and just kind of make it up as he's going along.
Okay.
And that's where that reference comes from, right? I mean, that's...
Nick also did a whipped cream bikini in college.
Things I don't need to know.
Listen, you don't think you get a beautiful woman the caliber of Vanessa without pulling out
without
all the stops?
Whipped cream bikini?
Yeah, come on. I mean, I'll do it right now. I'll do it on air.
10. I give it a
There's
10.
There's cameras in the studio right now. I just want to remind you,
you
of
viral,
that.
You want to go viral, Daryl?
No, I don't.
Oh,
Daryl's like, that does nothing for me.
I went the opposite of that. Now, if Miss Davis is in the room, then you might have my interest.
Daryl.
And she's the one wearing the whipped cream bikini. Just want to clarify that, too.
Thanks for the clarification.
Oh, my God. I hadn't thought about you in the whipped cream bikini until you said it. And now I cannot see it. Hey there, special lady. You want to go?
I give it a 10.
Who
a
wants
10.
To hop aboard the 10. D train? Daryl, let's just stop the interview now. It's been very nice. Have a good one.
Thank you,
Daryl. Enjoy the game tonight, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Yeah, I can't get that image out either.
It's so funny. He's just so sinewy. There's just not a lot there for the guy.
Are you doing the same thing I'm doing with my head, where he's also, for some reason, with his fingers playing with the whipped cream? And he's just kind of like making it.
That belongs in the dungeon.
Omaha!
I can't get it out of my head now.
That was a great
moment of my childhood, by the way, is the whipped cream bikini in that movie. That's a great moment in my childhood. Daryl's ruined that forever.
I was envisioning a very comical version, and I think yours was little sultry.
Mine was, what happens when Daryl tries to be sexy? How does that even begin to operate?
We'll be back in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You and I had a difference of opinions
on this. We did have a difference of opinion, though.
Then Andrew Filippone reposted the video saying that Shador walked in with an entourage. And this has been a very healing moment. Zach Jackson called him a dip bleep on Twitter.
And then dropped snowflake emojis on people.
On Pittsburgh fans, which is even better. Daryl is now piling on Andrew Filippone.
Zach gave him the clearance, you could tell. Like, runway's clear. Let's go ahead and pile on Pony now.
Yeah, but Zach dropped a nuke, and then Daryl came in with like a pew, like a little pea shooter.
Yeah, but it's like he wanted part of the death. You know what I mean? Like he kind of wanted some credit.
It's the Danny Shelton JOP version of being part of the death.
In my mind, I'm thinking like if you wanted credit for killing like a gang leader or something like that. It's the guy that killed Osama. Okay,
it's the guy that came up after
he killed Osama,
and then
there was somebody else that came after and just kind of shot a bullet. He was already down.
I don't remember that in the movie
he wasn't coming back up, but okay, that's fine.
So big ups to Pony for uniting Browns Nation on one, how much they dislike him, and how much now we no longer care about the walk-up video.
I regret doing the toy gun thing with my hand.
We've had some contentious moments in the show. I think we're over them because I didn't call you out for it. You self-reported, which was good.
Yeah.
Like the Jeff Jarrett thing the other day. You self-reported, and I appreciate it.
So here's the thing about it, though, when it comes to like the Shador discussion we had at 4 o'clock, is that it's perfectly fine that you fundamentally believe what you believe, and I fundamentally believe what I believe. That's the whole deal. That's the whole bit on it. What's wild to me, though, is when people like Pony are all of a sudden saying his career's over because of it, essentially. Like, you're not saying that.
In fairness, that's Pony. I mean, he's been wrong so many times.
Well, and that's where Zach and that's where Daryl then get to come on in. I was surprised Daryl didn't run. He didn't even before this didn't even go too hard in any sort of let's make sure that Shador seems like he's in the wrong here.
So while we have walk up central going on here, you excited?
I am excited. I'm getting excited. Now, I would be much more excited if, let's say, even two-fifths of the offensive line was going to be out there, like actually starting. I don't love the second-team offensive line against the Panthers' first-team defense. Don't love that setup, but I'm not making excuses here. It is what it is. And it's only going to happen for a couple series anyway, and then it'll be second unit versus second unit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would classify myself as excited for the game. I'm excited to see what the kid can do. And, like, remember, here's some other things to kind of watch for in this game. I know we talked about individual players earlier. This is a reversion to the previous Stefanski offense. And some of the guys who are going to be running it today are guys who have no experience in it, including Shador. So between that and the blocking scheme up front and the return to the wide zone blocking scheme, those are like tangible things. Like, how do these guys look, and how functional does the offense look? Because even if we don't have first teamers, I mean, there is a reacclimation process with the offense that I think is pretty important to kind of point out.
And I'm curious in the first couple drives if he just kind of lets Shador hand the ball off and just make that so it's almost of sorts an even. You're going up against the first team defense for the Panthers, but we're not going to make it really be held against you.
So that would fly in with the logic that I think the Browns have done a lot of. Like, in camp, we're watching Dylan Gabriel. They really kind of let Dylan try to run the offense the way you would if he was playing in a game. With Shador, and I said this, like, Dylan had passed some test, and he was being allowed to fail. That's a different level of where you are within your developmental process than Shador, where it seemed like they were definitely just trying to give him like one or two key moments here or there to build confidence. I would like to see them maybe stretch that confidence a little bit tonight, like allow him to try and, because I'll be honest with you, I think it's a little chicken bleep if you just make him hand the damn ball
off. I agree for sure, but I bet that happens more later in the game than it does in the very beginning portions. I'm curious about the first couple drives when it comes to what they try to do with him. I would love if they just kind of let him go, but I just got a feeling, the way we know Stefanski, that the first couple against the Panthers ones, it might be more handoffs than people want.
I think you're probably right, and
I hope I'm wrong.
My thought is, well, it does. You know me. So much of what we're doing is, does it make sense with how they've operated previously? So they get passes the smell test. I just think, give the kid a chance. Like, if this is his only chance, and I think this is very likely to be his only chance against a first-team defense, I understand the concern of, we don't want to ruin the kid. Yeah, also, if he makes a big play and puts 7 on the board, it might have the opposite effect.
For sure.
It might help the light come on quicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. That's a confidence builder in a big-time way. Like, the interesting thing I always found about these type of games, and really the first one you do at the NFL level, is how quick everything is, and there's no way of possibly preparing yourself for it. And so, just reacting to that in general. I mean, there's got to be, as talented as he is and as accomplished as he is in college, there's no one that can walk into their first NFL game believing wholeheartedly that they have this all figured out and they're going to be all right.
And this is where I come back to what I said earlier. And this is like, to the people out there, the Shahaters, as it were, it's okay to like have fun tonight.
Yeah,
right.
That's the whole point.
Very rarely do preseason games ever have things that feel like stakes at it. So even if you don't like Shador, this would be a good moment just to kind of kick your feet up and just kind of enjoy whatever the hell is happening.
Well, but it can turn sour, obviously, too. You know, if he looks bad and it looks like he doesn't have a chance and he shouldn't have been thrown out there and all these other things, I mean, it's got a real chance to be a downer of an evening. But then we'll have to regather ourselves and pick ourselves up, and it is what it is. But like, there's some stakes here.
We also have to acknowledge that Tony Brown, the Browns' backup cornerback, who was wheeling in the boombox, playing Shador's song, and who also had the Pharaoh stick with him. He was shown on NFL Network walking around the field shirtless, with flowing, beautiful hair, with the walking stick. Yeah. So it should be noted in the walk-up video, that was not Shador's walking stick. That's Tony Brown's walking stick.
It wasn't a walking stick, right? I thought it was some sort of like biblical artifact.
It looks like a walking stick to me, but it also could be Noah's staff, for all I know.
We can't downgrade it now to a walking stick. when it was Shador's doing, it was like this big
artifact that might have cost millions of dollars, and now that it's Brown's walking stick, it's like it's a walking stick.
No, the point is, it looks like a walking stick. I've actually seen it in broad daylight, but it could also have some sort of religious implications. Also, Tony Brown might be a wackadoo.
Well, this kind of lets Shador Lynn many degrees off the hook when it comes when it comes to the walking stick side of things. You are going to bring up the walking stick until the end of time.
What about
Tony Brown's walking stick
that was being wheeled in?
Yeah, God forbid a man play his own music before and a half hours before the game.
Oh my
God forbid!
Why did I give him the opportunity to re-gaslight us all?
Athlete plays music before sporting event.
Yeah, they usually do those with things called headphones.
Whoa. And he did put the headphones.
By the way,
he did get the pair of headphones. I've seen multiple videos of him having the headphones in. An hour 45 before the game. What is interesting about this, because this is what the showman that Shador is in many ways, is that you can see, because I've watched enough video of this now, he probably goes about 10 feet beyond what got first publicized, and then basically that whole everything is just kind of gone. Because he had to get the initial part off, and then that was it.
In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.